say all I can say, but she gonna sign. Say she got one on the way. So my confession, man, I'm grown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep on to my confession. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so gone, I don't know what to do, but to keep on to my confession. It's gonna be the hardest thing I think I ever had to do.
Said she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. First thing that came to mind was you. Second thing I don't know if it's mine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing I never did what I did. I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to my relationship. Oh shit, goddamn. That song had me fucking my feelings for a second, singing along and shit. Hope y'all didn't hear me. If y'all did, oh well. Y'all already know what it is. This is your host, TK motherfucking Alpha with the Alpha Mentality. Thank you for tuning in today. It's a very special podcast what I got going on right here. We're going to talk about motherfucking relationships. I'm going to dig into my past ones, my current ones. I don't have any current ones, but you know what I mean. All names and shit will be changed if I do say any names. I'm gonna try not to. So I'm just dig into it. I don't know what the fuck you really talk about. I mean, relationships are a very funny thing, hard thing. I don't think nobody in this fucking world has a grasp of them, you know, understands them at all. I damn sure don't. Fucking gonna talk about one. See, not my most recent one, because that's still kind of fresh out there, you know. I might throw it in there, you know, throw y'all a curveball, who knows. But I don't know, man. Me, particular, I'm very hard to date. One reason I'm very hard to date, because I'm very selfish. I like things done in a certain manner, particular way. Giving examples, you know, say if I'm, like, out and about the club, and you're there with me, we're together, you know, and I'll just want to hang out with my friends, you know what I'm saying, get fucked up with my friends, or... I'm saying chill, do club shit. Like, I don't want you like up my ass 24/7. I'm saying, you know, at the club, following me around like a lost puppy. Like, come on now. I get it's cool you want to spend time with me and all, but damn, girl, like, I see you 24/7. I wake up next to you. Shit, if we don't live together, you know what I'm saying, it's better, you know. So they say absence makes the heart fucking go but under some shit, or I don't know what the fucking word is, but yeah, you know what I mean? Less time together makes you miss each other. So how can you miss somebody when you're up each other's ass 24/7 and then you get to the club and wanna follow me around? I wanna mingle and talk to folks I haven't seen forever, you know what I'm saying? Or not seen forever, folks I don't see every day or every second, you know? Like, damn, let me breathe. Shit. And also too, I'm a guy who has more female friends than male friends, you know what I'm saying? And so, why, I don't know, if you're a female that's gonna date me, you gotta understand that I'm gonna not really enjoy dating you if you're gonna make me pick and choose or be jealous over my female friends. Doesn't work that way with me. I've tried this many times with many other relationships, and it always fucking fails. I get fed up with that. I feel controlled, not just because of that reason there, because we have female friends, but just me, like, not being having my freedom. Like, I don't like having to report in and tell somebody what the fuck I'm doing every chance, you know what I'm saying? No, it's cool if you're asking, like, what am I doing, how my day is, you know what I'm saying, without the intentions of, like, checking in, of, like, controlling me or, like, trying to tell me or look for something. You can check in on me, you know what I'm saying? Without looking for something, then it's cool. If you're just curious how my day's going for conversations, like, purposes, you know what I'm saying? I know that's cool. But if you want to fucking just snoop and hoping to find some shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, those kind of questions, like, I can sense those. Like, people in general can sense those. Like, y'all aren't slick. I've been before, you know what I'm saying? I've had questions, you know what I'm saying? You know, just because of folks, like, what are you doing? Beating around the bush versus jumping into it and say, hey, you hanging out with this person right here? Or you with some girls? Or you with some, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, we've been there before, you know? What nigga you with, you know what I'm saying? So I beat around the bush, be direct. I would say, and what you want in a relationship, be direct as far as who who you are. Don't hide nothing. Be upfront. That's the definite fucking number one thing. Being honest, being truthful of all times about what you want, what are you, what you're bringing to the table, you know what I'm saying, though? And don't try to change. Like, it's one thing to evolve, you know what I'm saying, as a person, but evolve in your own time. You shouldn't try to change nobody, you know what I'm saying, you know, but your damn self, if it's gonna be for the better, you know what I'm saying, you know? Don't try to change for no one. Don't sit there and date somebody, because I'm gonna get into your females, because females do this a lot, okay, right? Us fellas, we don't do this shit. Females, y'all get a nigga and make the nigga your project, right? Nigga be a fucking, let's say, trap boy supreme, don't got shit going on for him, blah, 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 you know? But he's a sweetheart, all this stuff there, right, you know? But then since you start dating him, wow, you want to change a man. Want to fucking put a suit and tie on him and stuff, you know? And fucking just control his whole life. Tell me who he can't hang out with. Tell him what he can't eat. Tell him how he should dress. Tell him how he should talk. Tell him what he should listen to and shit. Force him to come out to your shitty ass fucking lame events. You know what I'm saying? Your lame ass. Like, come on, man. Like, stick to the person that you were attracted to from the beginning with. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point in changing them? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're attracted to this person from the beginning with, right? So therefore, why are you trying to change them for? You should like the person or love the person that you was once after. You feel me? Like, there's no point. That's not love. That's just a project. That's just some shit that you're fucking just bored or or you just got issues in general. You know what I'm saying? Men too. Men out there too. I'm gonna say we could be controlling as well. But not as controlling, like, when it comes to trying to change somebody. Like, men, like, we want, I can say for myself, may I say men, for myself. Me, I'm pretty basic. Shit. I want you, for you, when we first start dating, stay the same person. You know what I'm saying? You know, in a sense, you know? Like, don't fool me and have me thinking you're one way. You know what I'm saying, you know, and all of a sudden you start dating me and change up and it's like everything go to hell, you know. If you fucking start hanging out with me and shit and call me fucking, what's the word? Call me shallow as fuck. You know what I mean? I am shallow as fuck. Call me fucking, you know, like, I don't know, what's the word? It's worse than shallow, I'm trying to find. Asshole dick when it comes to stuff like this. But yeah, don't sit there and be one way and be fucking Miss Glamour Queen, Glamour Queen, and fucking look all like fucking Holly Berry or fucking look like fucking whatchamacallit, Hayden, what's her name? You know what I'm saying? Or Charlize Theron or some shit. Don't look like a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? One moment, right? And get all comfortable with me and shit. And then, like, next moment, turn around, you like fucking like something from Tales of the Crypt. Like, what the fuck? Where'd my girlfriend go? Like, damn, I don't want to see that side of you until we, like, married or some shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that's just me. Just don't fucking take shits with the door open or piss with the door open. That's unattractive. I got to fucking eat there. Know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, that vision of me, that vision of you taking a shit or pissing is going to fuck up my, like, vision when I look down into your fucking pussy and trying to eat you out. And, like, damn, I got to remember, oh, fuck, piss came out of there. Or, fuck, goddamn. I'm on a balcony right now, and a fucking water bottle I had on the fucking rail just fell down. I was gonna drink that. Oh well. But yeah, though, I'm down to try to eat your pussy and shit. And next thing you know, I'm getting like pictures of you taking a shit or a piss. Now I'm saying, you know, so like, damn. Do I really want to go down there now? You just got done picking a piss like an hour ago. Should I let air out a little bit? Like, fuck. You feel me? I don't want to get shit. That shit needs to be like withheld from me for about like a year or two or something, you know, or until I go blind, at least we old. I don't know, fuck. So call me shallow. I don't want to see you watch your makeup off and shit, you know what I'm saying, for a long while. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't live together then. That's the case. Don't move in with me, all that other shit there. Fucking stay at your own spot. Have your own spot. Have your shit. That's another thing. Hold up, let's pause. As I get older, you know what I'm saying, you know, when I was younger, I didn't realize this. And I recently just learned this, okay, right? So, fuck him. So, bear with me now, okay, right? Don't talk shit. You know, talk shit, do it in the comments. I appreciate it. People shouldn't live together so soon. Like, jumping into relationships, you know what I'm saying, right away. and stuff, you know, and fucking moving in with somebody right away, that's a no-no. Get to know the motherfucker first before you move in with them. Moving in with somebody, that's like being married almost, like really. And I've been married before, you know what I'm saying? And that shit was fucking, it was a journey, ended very badly. So, and I kicked, that shit kind of fucked me up in the head and made me the fucking asshole I am today. So, don't do that kind of shit. That shit can fuck people over big time. Take your time. Date a person. Get to know who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? You know? Get to know they fucking pros and cons. The shit you do and don't like about them. You know? Like, because you could be surprised. Like, fucking, you think this fucking person got this shit going on because of Facebook. And because of fucking partying and shit, you know, and going out with friends and stuff, and you come back to their fucking crib and it's like, oh wow, be like my ass, fucking come back to my place, you realize, oh damn, TK live in a fucking hotel room, shit. Not anymore, but you know what I'm saying, it's like similar. I ain't got shit going on yet, you know what I'm saying, fucking I'm getting there, I'm still growing, I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying, you know, you know what I'm saying though, like fuck, it's all glamour and games and shit and stuff until you fucking move in with somebody and bow and fucking real life settles in. You're like, shit, I'm better off fucking, like, you know, by my damn self, really. So don't do that. I'm not saying because materialistic things either, people. I'm not saying that people want to say money don't mean shit. It's about love, da, da, da. It's like, how can you love somebody, you know what I'm saying, unless you fucking figure out who the fuck they are? Can't love somebody right off the back, you know what I'm saying, you know, has to grow into that. People want to love somebody automatically, you know what I'm saying, like within fucking weeks or months. I can be like in love with you, you know what I'm saying, you know, but it doesn't mean like I have to like love you. That has to develop, you know what I'm saying, eventually, you know what I'm saying, you know. I think in love, you know what I'm saying, you know, to me it's a build up, you know. It's like having a high school crush, you know what I'm saying, and shit, you know. And then eventually you find out that your high school crush, you know what I'm saying, you know, the prom queen, it ain't shit fucking, so you can't let it person, you know. So just baby steps, people need to slow shit down. Everything, focus on yourself, be selfish. Nothing wrong with being selfish. You can't cannot take care of nobody unless you take care of yourself first. So that's one of the many things in relationships we gotta do, for real. Cause if you want to have the best, you gotta be the best. So what you gotta do, make yourself the best that you can be. Makes sense? To me it does. Took a while to learn that, so now I'm trying to be that. Okay, what else gotta talk about? Oh, let's talk about cheating. Okay. I don't know what y'all consider cheating, but I consider cheating shit like flirting. Cause flirting leads up to cheating. Of course, kissing, showing any kind of affection towards someone. Know what I'm saying? Not me. Y'all may say I'm full of shit on this. Okay, but for those of you that have dated me, y'all probably know this. I suck at flirting. I can't tell when y'all flirting. I don't know when I'm flirting. It's hard to do. I don't know what the fuck. I sound stupid. So I don't know when someone else is flirting. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. People like me, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't be so hard on them if fucking somebody's flirting with them, you know what I'm saying, and shit, and you're dating them, and they could be telling the truth. Fuck, I don't know when that fucking person was flirting at me, not making any fucking, like, passes at them to give them hope. No, feel me? Because I don't fucking know they're fucking flirting or not, so therefore, just be nice fucking guy, asshole, Mr. Funny TK, you know? People attracted to me, you know what I'm saying, you know? Then that's a bonus. Yes, fucking who, like, to me, I find it flattering when somebody wants the person I'm with. I don't want nobody that no one else wants. Like, think about that, you know what I'm saying? If nobody wants the person, the guy or girl you're with, it's like, do you really have something? Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know. But yeah, cheating, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's a no-no. That's an absolute no-no. Fucking, if you were being cheated on, have been cheating on, if you were cheating, y'all need to break up. There's no point wasting that person's time. Because once a cheater, it's always a cheater. Always, always, always. Me, I say I've never cheated on nobody a day in my life. Okay, right? Those of you in the past I've dated, that probably may say something different. I don't know. Because y'all views on cheating are different from mine. Okay? For example, no names mentioned. Fucking say if I'm with somebody and say if fucking, let's see, I want to hang out with someone. You know what I'm saying? You're not right, okay, right? Hang out with opposite sex. Just say, hey, let's hang out. You know what I'm saying? You know? That's it. That's not going on. I ain't spending no money. I ain't taking no person on a date, nothing like that there, you know? Just simply me saying, let's fucking hang out to someone. That's not fucking cheating in my eyes. You may say it's different. You may even disagree. Oh, well. That's not cheating. I haven't physically done nothing with the person. Didn't plan on doing anything with the person. I have lots of female friends. So, therefore, I don't think that way. I just say, this person seems cool. Let's fucking hang out. Okay? Another thing. Say if, like, I'm giving hypothetically hypothetical examples. Here, guys, this is nothing that has happened in my relationships. Some of it has, but I won't admit that because I want to save the other person that I was with, the poor soul I was with, fucking their privacy. Okay? Anyway, but yeah, so I was going to say another example. Say if fucking me and the person were just talking. We weren't dating yet. We're just talking. While we're in stages of talking, I believe you have the right to fucking go and fuck someone. As long as you're not investing fucking those real, like, feelings of talking or possibly dating someone, you know what I'm saying, you know, then you get to fucking fuck whoever until you settle down with that person. Like, okay, you can have your girl that you're going to date, like, be with, you know what I'm saying, called girlfriend. Then you can have your person that you're not going to date, you know what I'm saying, at all. But you guys just fuck around with each other, you know what I'm saying, from time to time, you know. That there isn't cheating, because why? You and that girl that you're considering your girlfriend for the future are not together, okay? So, if that person were to find out about a person that was fucking, you know what I'm saying, you know, I believe they should not get mad at it, because I'm not with them officially. I'm free to do the fuck I want to do. You feel me? If you don't feel me, oh well, shit happens. But yeah, though, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, so cheating, I'm saying, you know, like, everybody has their different views on that shit. Okay, that's what I'm gonna say. Everybody has their different views on that shit. I just believe everybody should get those views in order with the people they're involved with and let them know up front from beginning to end and get those rules intact. That way nobody gets hurt in the long run. There we go. That's how you avoid shit like that there. You know. But everybody's afraid of something in today's society when it comes to relationships. So everybody hides something. Everybody wants to impress the person some way or another. They want to flex. They want to hide something. No one can be straightforward about a lot of stuff. I don't know if y'all be looking at shit like this. I used to fucking, like, the divorce rates in society are fucking high as fuck. Very fucking high. But then people want to fucking live together. You know what I'm saying? You know? And fucking, it's like being married. So the ones that are just living together without marriage, you know, they're doing better, which is fine. Do you? Me, will I ever marry again? I probably won't. I don't see myself ever doing it. There's no fucking girl on this fucking earth that I've met that I see myself with, because I'm very hard to deal with. Let's see, what else can we discuss when it comes to relationships? Everybody has different love languages. My love language is the gift of giving. I like to take my person out on dates, treat them right, you know what I'm saying, buy them gifts, you know what I'm saying, shit like that there. Other folks do shit like give them time, affection and shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, attention, shit like that there. I mean, if you should find somebody that has the same or similar love language as you, or able to understand it. Because if you get somebody, you know what I'm saying, you know, who fucking needs attention 24/7 or needs confirmation 24/7, and you work hard as hell, you know what I'm saying, and sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot to provide and give them stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, and they don't get attention from you or confirmation from you, then it probably might not work out, because they won't see it as, oh, you working your ass off to provide and take care of them and give them stuff and take them out and shit, you know, because that's your love language. They're going to be missing out on you as a person and shit, and not giving them confirmation and spending time with them. They're going to say shit like, oh, you're not there for me. Then you're going to feel like, fuck, I'm not appreciated. So that's going to fucking clash. And let's talk about, what else, relationships. Abuse is fucking never necessary. Fucking for men out there, beating on women, all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all need your ass whipped. On the other hand, y'all women who want to fucking attack men and trap them and make them seem like it's their fault and stuff and throw things at them, verbally abuse or fucking, you know, the whole shebang. Y'all fucked up too. Not saying if a woman does that, you know what I'm saying, my opinion, if a woman wants to abuse you, fucking, I say you should run. There's always a door to run out of. Take off fucking running. Like, because always, like, you're 10 times stronger than them. Fucking, if you snap and retaliate, you can fuck that person up, that woman up. You will do it, and then you look like a pussy. So always find a door to run out of, no matter how mad the female gets or crazy they get. You know, run out the fucking room, run out the fucking house, run out the fucking kitchen, the party, the whatever place you're at. Fucking run, because it can be 10 times worse if you didn't run. You know this, I know this, we all know this. Let's move on. And I say for folks who are out there who are being abused any kind of way, you have fucking options to escape. You really do. You got friends, you got family, even though you may not talk to them always, you know. If you tell somebody, you know, what's up, that can help you escape that, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't have anybody like that, you know what I'm saying, you know, just know you deserve better than that, okay? Okay, let's move on. Oh boy, how much time I've been going on this shit. So this is a really long fucking discussion right here, I'm noticing. And actually, I'm gonna continue this fucking topic tomorrow, because I feel that not just my point of view about relationships and stuff should not be heard. I'm gonna get some female guests on this show or this podcast tomorrow so they can be heard. I think y'all will like that, so it won't sound so biased or whatever on here. So with that being said, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to the Alpha Mentality today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Can you please like, comment, dislike, subscribe always, share, let everybody know. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, and have a fucking awesome day, and I'll see y'all this weekend. Peace. Oh, one more thing. If y'all still listening to this, one more fucking thing. Fellas and ladies, do not make people choose. If you're with someone, do not make people choose over something when it comes to y'all. Don't say, oh, it's me or your best friend or your friends over me. That's fucked up. Your friends were there before them, before y'all. So make the fucking best of it. And also another sign to look at something too. If your friends ain't getting along with your girl or your nigga, then I'm probably 98% like sure, 98% positive that you're not gonna work out. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. Peace.